Here's a good example of primarily horizontal side lobe contamination. The radar, located to the north-northeast, samples the storm at a range of approximately 50 nautical miles. A fairly tight gradient of reflectivity exists on the east side of the storm. Directly to the east of, and at the same range as, the storm core, a weak reflectivity feature protrudes out to the east of the storm. In this area, side lobe contamination has occurred. Notice the differential reflectivity and correlation coefficient values in this area aren't indicative of precipitation. If we switch over to the other products, you see that the hydrometeor classification algorithm has tagged the data as biological. Notice how the radial velocity values in this area better match those for the storm core than those of the adjacent radials. The storm motion of 218 degrees at 59 knots takes this storm on a path roughly parallel to the radial. This orientation allowed the side lobe contamination to occur for several volume scans here. Fortunately, forecasters can quickly identify the corrupted data and see that it doesn't impact their interpretation of the key feature in the velocity data, the mesocyclone located directly to the west of the bad data. However, data corruption can be more difficult to spot and result in poor warning decisions if forecasters are not careful. Let's look at another example to see how that can happen.